Blog Talk Radio. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
I've been doing and you know I said I wasn't gonna study no damn more too. But man, I said I wasn't gonna do this shit no more that I'm doing 100 damn miles an hour almost every day, at least 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day, because the shit done got. It's not got exciting now, Brother Drew. The history that we have studied when you start putting everything all in place, and you can see exactly how we were genocized, what started the genocision, what we thought was science fiction ain't no damn science fiction, but. when we get this esoteric study, you know, we would have to, in order for us to prove anything, you know, when we study the way we study, Brother Drew, in a chronological order, And when we look at the 11th chapter of Genesis, and that number is 101, that means that when you, the number 11, Brother Drew, means one-on-one with Yah. You see, this book is wrote in codes, Brother Drew, of a whole ancient Yahman. It's wrote in a certain, what we call a secret society and a Masonic order, that if you can read their signs and symbols and know them, and if you look in any Bible, you'll see on the right side, you'll see a key, Brother Drew. Well, that key is a symbol. That key right there, what do a key do in a secret society? When it opens knowledge and closes knowledge. So knowledge that's been closed up, open it up, and I find it very interesting when they're putting this in here for us to follow this diagram. If when we was one-on-one with Yah, the key was in this first verse right here. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And it had 12 words in it, Brother Drew. It's 12 words in this sentence.
Okay.
The number 12 is what? Complete.
Right.
Now let's read what this said. And the whole earth, that means ever swinging ass on earth, was of one language and of one speech. Now, what you and I are going to do is ask ourselves them 5 W's and ask ourselves, who is these people? Where did these people come from? And what is said about just this people here, when everybody on earth in all four hemispheres spoke one language? They didn't speak no other language but one. Where did they come from and who these people are? So when we go trace the history of these people, you will see that these people was called Anunnakis. We came from the 19th galaxy, and this is the 12th galaxy. Earth is the 9th star in the galaxy. On Earth, every planet wanted Earth, Brother Drew, according to the ancient stories that's in every nation of people, tell the same story in the beginning, but they got it in science, some of the numbers. So we're going to be in the Rosicrucians, which is the chosen people of God, secret society order today as we speak. We're going to be with who people call the Jews. We're going to be with the Zionists. We're going to be up in what is written in their books, which is called a secret society, that if you ain't a member of these societies, you don't know nothing about it. But it just so happened that these people right here, who we are, Brother Drew, was here before anybody got here. So, hell, we know who the present-day people are. And that's what sets us aside from other people. see, this is when we were yamen. See, this, everybody believed the same thing, and they believed that the way was called the ways of Yah. Wasn't called no religion, wasn't called none of this. It was called the ways of law based upon the 12 laws of nature, which everything that was in creation was created up under those 12 laws of nature, the first creation. And after the first creation, everything else was a transformation. And so it ain't for one creation. Everything else is transformation. So everything that you and I see right in today, it ain't creation, Brother Drew. It's the same thing as a clone. It's transformation. You see, the children of God, they got confused. And when we look into the Bible, we look at the sixth chapter, it tells you that some gods came out of the Shamans and mixed their seed with Japheth's children, and they had sons and daughters. So all the Germanic race of people are the children of the gods that you find in the sixth chapter of Genesis that you read about. I'll say that again. All white people are the children of the gods, of the mixing of the seeds of these gods that came from Mars, which was called Nephilim in your Bible, in the Hebrew Bible. And Nephilim means reptilian. He's been called many names: reptilian, Leviathan, the serpent, the dragon, the snake, the whisperer, Oniger, and all civilizations on earth and all religions call him different things: Shaitan, Satan, the devil. That's who they call this race of people, these children of the gods. These children of the gods, as we speak, have conquered all of earth. Nowhere on earth that the children of gods don't own it. The only people on earth that the children of God don't own is who they call the uncivilized tribes, two in India, two in Africa, and 100 in America, in the Western Hemisphere. These are the tribes that the human reptilian never mixed his seed with. See, once the human being, Japheth's children, mixed his seed with the Martian, he became a human reptilian. And when they conquered Earth, Shem's children, when they came out of the Caucasus, the mountain, and conquered, they went into the Caucasus mountain. They history starts as a Neanderthal, all the way down to a Paramecium man, to a reindeer man, Cro-Magnon man, Homo sapiens, Homo erector, mankind. When he became mankind, he still went through different periods of transformation into becoming a Homo sapien. It took 10,000 years for him to become who he is now and look like who he is now. All you have to do is get a H.G. Wells outline of history. He told the truth about his people. One thing about the human reptilian is that the human and being And he's, because of his nature, he didn't understand you. It is nothing on earth that the white man hasn't studied. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Nothing he ain't studied, right.
It's nothing he ain't. He has studied forms of the human being. That's, so you're human. The only way you're a human being has melanin in his skin. If you're a colored person, not a black person, but a colored person, that means that you are a human being. You are in your original state of color. You are a human being, meaning that you are an Anunnaki. You came from the 19th galaxy if you colored people. Now, what makes you a reptilian is how you think, which makes you a human reptilian, would be how you think. Do you think like the human being, or you think like the reptilian? Once you believe in gods, then you're thinking like the reptilian. So he has mixed his seed with every nation of people. If you abide as civilized and living in the civilized world, that means that if you look like me and you, Brother Drew, we got his blood in us. Now, some of us have come out of him. We changed our name. We don't eat the foods of the gods. The forbidden foods that you read about in the 11th chapter of Leviticus and the 13th chapter of Deuteronomy in your Bible, these forbidden foods are the foods of the gods. The gods, which was the serpent people. And how you know that you was taught by the serpent people was the language we speak is called the serpent language, Brother Drew. It's read from left to right. Human
right.
beings read from right to left. Only the serpent people, the reptilian, reads from left to right. Only the reptilian eat his steak and food raw oysters, all unclean food. Only the reptilian. So if you look like me and Brother Drew, and these are your foods, you eat the foods of the God, that makes you a reptilian. That makes what? He got your mind. Because the reptilian, you had to understand the Martian, he rules you through telepathic means, meaning he has your mind. He has your school of thoughts. You had to realize who taught you. Where you get your education from? You got your education from him. He taught you how to be an American. And he said that if we take you through a system, which is called a 12-step system, for 12 years, teach you how to be American. We teach you the laws of America, the gods of America, the Pledge of Allegiance to America. We teaches you how to act in America. We teach you how to work in the workforce of America. And at 18 years old, you are qualified. We give you a diploma that you take to your job so you can show your employee that you are qualified to work in America. You have been taught American government, American ways, American religion, and you are a black Gentile, and you are a emancipated slave. This is what you were taught in the school system. I mean, in his school system, so. You ain't renewed your mind, you is him. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? And your mind,
oh, yeah.
People, your mind had to realize this. you have to realize that everything that white people have taught you is incorrect. Starting with living up under grace from the law, from your dietary law. And in 2018, you should have sense enough to understand that the results of something that a man told you in 1932, look at you now. Look at you. Look at you as a Christian. You are obese. You got high blood pressure. You walking on walkers. You damn near dead from eating pork. You look exactly like what you eat. You look like Piggly Wiggly from Hoggly Woggly. And it's they like the people should understand that this stuff ain't playing with you. And then when it get into your hereditary genetic thing, your babies come out with, they inherit what you got. And so that's why you got 11-year-old, 10-year-old babies being born with cancer, babies being born with all of the diseases that their parents got.
Right.
And you got all of these diseases from the reptilian. Every one of these diseases is because of you got his blood in you and you eat his foods. And your mind had to understand that. Your Bible tell you this. It ain't no wrong with the King James Bible. It's a hell of a book if you know how to read it. It's got 2,200 errors in it in translation, but that was supposed to be. That's the key certain stuff here. And so when you had to know that, who are you looking at? What system are you up under? You up under the reptilian system. And so you had to then understand how are you made and who you are and where you put, why was you put down there and what come from and what part of you goes back to the mothership. Your body don't go back to the mothership. Your mind go back to the mothership. So if your mind is on Jesus, your mind go back to Jesus. Wherever Jesus come from, that's be to Mars. If your mind is on Amun-Yah, your mind go back to ancient Nibiru, where you came from, the 19th galaxy, where it was peace, where it was paradise. It wasn't no heaven, but it was paradise. Different between heaven and paradise. And that's what we call it, paradise. So which mind you have, when you get up out of here, it's what the way that you go. Because minds is what these people is after. See the aliens that put you down here, that invaded the Anunnakis, they after your mind. Because once they get your mind and conquer your mind, than these aliens. See, the war is with Mars and the Anunnaki. The same war that they done fought this war before. See, they fought this war over where the flood was the killing out and only one family survived was Noah family. So that same seed that was killed over there in the east, it came from Noah's family, and it came through his youngest son, Japheth, brought the seed that was killed out, the original seed of reptilians, when they was in all of these different, making these transformations from gargoyles, and see, they made a bunch of movies. And all of the movies that they made is gargoyles and dwarfs and elves stuff is good movers to know. So when we ask ourselves, this is the key, this is the beginning. When we ask ourselves who these people are, and then we study the history of these people, you find out what happened to you. What happened that created this? And then we can go back and see, we can ask ourselves, Brother Drew, what happened to create the third generation that came out above us? Because the children that was born after 1960 is our children, and look at what happened to them versus our way of life. It's a complete different one. Then you can see where someone has been genocided. And when you can look at that, you got a noise, Brother Drew?
Oh, let me mute the phone.
Oh, yeah, something. Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I got it on mute.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, Brother Drew, when we look back and see how our mind got conquered, is that when this white boy was studying us, he found out that music was the key to conquering everybody in the world. But he experimented on us. And I look back on this, Brother Drew, and when we look up certain words that we know that we went through, and that word trans, T-R-A-N, that means to transfer something, the mind. And the first thing they came out with, Brother Drew, and I know you can remember it, because everybody try to save up their money, especially if you had a little job like I did, shining shoes and working for my daddy. You save up you enough money to get you a transistor radio. You remember that, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember the transistor radio? And then they came out with an earplug for you to listen to this transistor radio in your ear. Well, Brother Drew, the two most highly developed systems of your body in your head. That's your nervous system and your brain. And if you start losing brain cells, start dying off, you got trillions and zillions of them, but if they start dying off, you lose memory, and you damage your nervous system. And they knew that frequency, the brain, how the brain works, it picks up frequency. So with this transistor radio, they did an experiment on us, Brother Drew, see how many people would buy it and who would buy it. And all the time, we listening to music through that earplug and didn't know we was damaging our nervous system. And if the brain gets a shock like that, listening through the earplugs for 15 minutes, put the brain into shortwaves the brain now, Brother Drew, that you're in a trance and a train will run over your ass. It's just like you're in a trance. You ain't doing nothing but listening to that music. You walk right out in front of a car. It's just like people with their cell phones. That thing puts you in a trance also. But I'm talking about in the beginning how I'm looking back at how they got us, Brother Drew. And then Brother Drew, yeah, I'm going to walk it right on down. That was in the, like, I think around about 57, a transistor radio came out with one earplug. Now, they had did this experiment, and they seen where music would affect you, loud music, because, see, in 1960, they let the Beatles came out, and if you notice, when you got a certain style of music, creates a culture that will attract millions and millions of people, Brother Drew, and it become a cult. It's just like a religious organization. Music is. When rock music came with the Beatles came in, look at how the Beatles was made to be idolized, worshipped as gods. People was falling out. Girls, I remember on TV, Ed Sullivan Show, Beatles come out, they have to have the ambulance there because the teenage girls was falling out, white girls that were. Same way with Elvis Presley. He come on stage and hit 1, 2, 3 licks, and everybody fainting. The girls, he had that effect on the minds of that cult of people. And see, 1970, he did a hell of a thing on the black community, and that's the generation that's born after 1970, call themselves the hip-hop generation. But if you notice, Brother Drew, from 1970 to 1973, the thing was the jam box or the boom box. And then he put two earplugs in your ear. See, right now, everybody got two earplugs. They ain't got one no more, Brother Drew. We didn't have two. We had one. But everybody got two now. So this frying your brain. You program you right through the music. And when you get programmed through the music, Brother Drew, I mean, look at the effect that music have on the mind of the people. And see, when you become a part again, see, a whole society changed with music. See, you can see that. As we look at the white world and the black world, you know, if we look over into the black world, we'll see where we started out with what they call Negro spirituals. Now we got gospel. You got your hands in the spell. But it got started off now, and we started off with ragtime. Ragtime became jazz. Jazz became blues. blues became rhythm and blues. Then it became rock and roll. Then it became doo-wop music. Then it became hustling music. And here's when it got hard, when it became bus stop music, break dancing, to rap, to hardcore rap, to hip-hop, to gangster rap. You see that plan, Brother Drew? Did you see that? Each one of them music created an attitude in a person.
Right.
It created a look. It created a dress code. It created even a language.
Yeah.
A new language.
You know what else happened, Brother DeWater? Not only did the transistor, but now they moved it where the music works off your vibration, because now they play it real loud in the car. So, you know, and so
right.
It's with your, now it's working with your vibration in your ears.
Right. Right. And see, and we can see what has been done to us. And by God's people. And we believe in God's people and God's people gods, and as long as you do that, you can't free your mind. You can't free bondage. So you have to understand that you speak in the reptilian language. What part of that that you don't understand? I mean, what part of that of the person that it's the only damn language that you know? But it is explained in the language of what has been done to you. And your mind is so programmed that you can't even see it. And we know for a fact, Brother Drew, it is at a point right now where it is completely out of hand. That the only thing right now, Brother Drew, that we're looking at, we're in a situation now that we're looking at, that the only thing that can get this system back is that 75% on Earth got to die. Now, if you got 100 tribes over here that's uncivilized, that's pure Anunnakis, and two in the east, and two in the west, in the north, hemisphere, and two in the eastern hemisphere, Brother Drew. Amun Ya will start all over, kill everything down here, take our minds back to the mothership, and kill off all of these reptilians. And what you finna do? Your mind had to understand this is the only thing, only way that the earth gonna get back balanced again, and you and I go back to the 12 laws of nature, how we was created. And we finna see some of this happen, Brother Drew, because according to history, when you see the blood moon, and we seen the third one since we came into Aquarius. Well, the last time, history show tells us the last time that we was in Aquarius, then everybody was killed over there across the waters from us, Brother Drew, but one family. When they got in Earth, moved into to position of the 19th galaxy is what we are moving in that position right now, Brother Drew. And when you certain signs, you can tell that you're in that existence. Now, what I'm waiting on is an earthquake. Because, see, when we had one in 2013, you had an earthquake. 2014, you had an earthquake. And we had one 2018. Yes, did he. And you see how it looks outside, Brother Drew, for the last 2 days. It looks weird, like all out there. It looked weird as hell. See, Armin, y'all kill you with the four elements. She take our minds back to the mothership. But the only way this gonna happen is that you had to be able to see, Brother Drew, what we see. Now, she hear us talking. See, so she want to know what you're talking about at this time period. And we talking about what we need to be talking about and explaining certain things to her people, because she said that her people, it's in your DNA. You and I, we know what is in, if you sitting up listening to us, it's in your DNA, because she getting ready. You can see it, Brother Drew. You see it with the weather. The weather is completely unpredictable. The scientists, they say they don't understand the weather, that the weather is out of control. Now, we know that this reptilian helped the weather get out of control by trying to modify the weather and got it out of balance, Brother Drew. And we know that modification of that, trying to do that, they did it once before. And what happened? See, everything that they're doing now has been done before, Brother Drew. But it was all destroyed. See, all of these cities over here, that the same cities that you had before the earth was, it's the same cities you got right now, Brother Drew. Ain't no difference. Ain't no difference, because the people in the same belief system and the same gods are here, and God's people's here, and God's people have conquered the world. So God's people have conquered the world. So who is God's people? Well, God's people is the reptilian. It ain't the Anunnaki. And so you had to understand that his way of life wasn't your way of life, and you couldn't mix your seed with him. You see, because mixing your seed with him creates energy and motion, Brother Drew. See, the Anunnaki wasn't an emotional race of people. We didn't put our energy in motion. That's all it is. See, when you put your energy in motion, you become a danger not only to yourself but to everybody around you. And see, emotions, see this word is a deep word when it comes to emotions. See, your emotion emotions lead to war, to greed, to diseases, you eating, obese, death, AIDS, glutton, anger. This is what emotions create. And see, your behavior, Brother Drew, when your behavior becomes your attitude, that means how you act, that is you. It ain't nobody else but you, Brother Drew. And that's who you are, and you ain't going to change. You have to change. We didn't have ain't nobody in 1960 known anything about a word called stress. I ain't know nothing about no word called stress in 1960. Well, you can talk to a 8-year-old child, tell you he's stressed. How did that happen? How did he get stressed at 8 years old? You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? You got certain conditions of illness and mental illness that we didn't have. I don't know of no damn body in my hometown that was homeless or hungry. I know some what Daddy calls swingles. But these swingers, as my daddy called, they mama or they auntie or somebody in the family, let them feed and live with them, stay there. But daddy called them swinging, driving ass niggas. That's what he called his brother, Uncle Weezu. He stayed with my grandmother. He hated a swinging ass nigga. and that's what they called it. We didn't have no homeless people. And when I look at the homeless, you ever seen an Asian person that was homeless, Brother Drew?
No, sure haven't.
I ain't never seen an Asian person. I ain't seen too many Mexicans. Everybody's black.
Right. Don't see no Indonesians either.
Either they black or white.
Right.
You don't see too many of them. But it's a mindset. Everything in creation is mental. And everything is mind, and you have to train your mind to understand that. Once the mind can understand that, once you know who you are, Brother Drew, you get peace of mind. Once you know who you are and who they are, you have peace of mind, because there's one damn thing that you do, Brother Drew, you get out of their business. Me, I ain't never voted. Never will vote. For what? When I read the book and call protocol and voting is an idea. That's what the people that introduced voting to white folks said. Voting, freedom, God is an idea. It's not a reality. That's what the protocol said, Brother Drew. The very things that you believe in freedom, you believe in God, you believe in voting. When I read the protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, it tells me that that is a hell of an idea to give to people. But it would never become a reality. And I'm 72 years old. I understand what they mean when they say that. Because I'm looking at it. you praying to a God that doesn't even exist, and you looking for this God to answer your prayer, and the strangest thing in the world, Brother Drew, is that the people in 2018 that believe in God and worship gods that came from the east to the west, because there wasn't no gods over here. There wasn't no gods over here till the 9th century, and the Vikings brought their gods over here, and then Norsemen brought their gods over here. But wasn't no gods over here. But have you noticed something, Brother Drew? All of God's people in 2018, that these people that worship these gods been dead over 2,018 years. The last god that died over there in the east was the hippie on the stick. They call him Jesus Krishna, Jesus Krishna, Jesus Christo, Jesus Christ. He's been translated from all of them names. He died 2,018 years ago across the waters. Now, some say he died in Egypt. Some say he died on Skull Mountain. Some say he died in Asia. Now, all of that shit's in the Bible that where he died at. They didn't agree in the Bible because they got three times where this hippie on the stick died and where he was buried. And some say he was died on a cross. Some say on a, he was hung on a tree. They can't make up their mind on which one of them. But Buddha, Tao, Yin and Yang, Confucius, or Dudama, or Duwa, all of these gods are dead, Brother Drew. Ain't now one of them alive. All of them dead. But the people that worship them as gods is here telling us that these gods can save your ass if you pay tithes to them. Now, in 2018, you got to be a zip goddamn fool to believe in that shit, Brother Drew.
There's millions of them out there.
But look at the millions and millions and millions of them that's out there that look like us, calling themselves black Gentiles, black Muslims, black Hebrew Israelites. And I got a hold to a little old Israelite's ass goddamn a couple of weeks ago. He gonna come tell me about how in the hell you gonna tell me I'm a Hebrew Israelite? I ain't no goddamn Hebrew Israelite. Hell, I know Benjamin. I asked him, I said, you know Benjamin? He said, yeah. I said, well then, you know what? Here's what I know. In 1966, you and nobody know nothing about no goddamn Hebrew Israelite to Benjamin said he was one. His name was William Carter then. Hell, I knowed it. So how in the fuck is you gonna tell me that I'm a Hebrew Israelite? That's just like telling me I'm an African American. That's what Jesse Jackson started. I told him, you ain't talking to no goddamn. I asked him how old he was, 23. Gonna try to tell me, I told him you had pet milk on your breath. Shit. Telling me about a goddamn Hebrew Israelite. Hell, I know who started the Hebrew Israelites. Yeah. Ain't nobody know nothing about that. It's just like ain't nobody know nothing about no black Muslim till Elijah Muhammad came. Ain't nobody know shit about that. Ain't nobody know nothing about a black Jew. The Sammy Davis Jr. got on the Ed Sullivan show and said, I'm a black Jew. And we thought he was crazy. Didn't even know nothing about no black Jews. Shit. Yeah. And so Brother Drew, all of these so-called names that they use in the day, where did they come from? I mean, your mind had to be able to see this, Brother Drew. And if you born in America, raised in America, education in America, then if you look like me and you, then America done did the Bill Whittles on your ass. He done used your ass up. I like singing that song, Brother Drew. Shit. See, he'll use you completely, completely up. Now, according to some sources, Brother Drew, they're supposed to come up and tell us that they are in contact with other alien planets, Mars. They're going to tell us they're in contact with Mars. That's where, but before we was born, and I was running around 4, 5, 6 years old, but Mama bought books back in that day and time. But from 1948, when the atom bomb was dropped, to 1960, Brother Drew, there's some history that was written back then that we don't know nothing about, but we finna see the results of it, Brother Drew, because according to newspapers and documentation from that period in time, Russia and the United States put a colony of people on Mars in 1955. Brother Drew, during the time period from 1948 to 1957, there was a lot of abductions, Brother Drew, tremendous amount of abductions. Dwight D. Eisenhower was, and Truman was the president. Dwight Eisenhower signed treaties, alien nations. Of people, these aliens, we signed treaties with them that we don't know anything about, but it's out now. You know, everything is out in open. Johnny Taylor, everything out in open, Brother Drew, everything out in open now, and we got everything done leaked out. I'll put it like that, and we done caught the leak. When we were patching the shit up, we found out the knowledge of this leak that's out here now. And it was leaked out even in 1938 by the Pope. The Pope in 1938 said, Brother Drew, the 27th Pope said, that we was in contact and we had been visited by other planets and other races of people. That is what the Pope said in 1938, Brother Drew. And right now we got to be mindful that this Pope is supposed to announce, and what I'm thinking that he's going to announce, Brother Drew, if this colony of people has been on Mars mating with the Martians, learning the ways of the Martians, that's what they were sent up there, and to mate with them and colonize so people on Earth, the reptilian, can go back home and live in this form and shape. Well, this many years, it's been enough time that you would have a generation of people. You would have over 1 million people up there that came from this colony of how many people they sent up there. to colonize. And so are these people coming back? Are these people getting ready to come back? And what shape and form will they look like? Because they already telling you that Trump is telling you about we need a galactic military. Russia is telling you we need a Galactica, and Israel done already got one, a Galactica military. So what you've been seeing in the movies, Star Wars and Star Trek and the Confederation and all of that bullshit, well, that's coming about. It looked like, Brother Drew. You see, that's when you know you're getting close to Amanyap in the center of Malaysia down here to kill your ass. You have to start. They had a time period. They had a time period, and they made a bargain with each other. They had a time period because Amanyap didn't kill. They hid in caves and escape, but this time they won't be able to escape, Brother Drew. They escaped the last time, and the Earth had to make four cycles to get back to this cycle, to be back to locate on the location and the path of ancient Nubiru, the mothership. So the way we can tell that we close to the mothership is through the weather. And each year the weather gets worse and worse. so we know we're close to the mothership. Yeah, so we know we're close to the mothership. You know, they got wildfires out of control. They don't even know what started them and how they started and what it began. And you got a certain area every year. Then you got tornadoes, cyclones. Tornadoes going to start going crazy here in a few, and cyclones and typhoons and all of this stuff, and then you hit a tsunami and see what is this blood moon going to bring, because the last two blood moon brought earthquakes, one in Thailand and one in China. The first one was in Thailand. And it's in one in China. It opened up, and a man was sleeping in bed with his wife, and took that ass, swallowed her ass up, and left him. he couldn't understand that. They were sleeping in bed. The earth opened up, swallowed his wife, and closed back up. And it killed all of them people in China. The earth opened up and closed back up. So Brother Drew, swallowed them people up and then closed back up. That's cold-blooded. See, that's when y'all, when I'm and y'all pissed off at your ass, that's what she'll do, open that earth up and swallow your ass. Shit. And that's something that we supposed to be watching for. We're watching for those signs. So I say Shema Yahawada, Ya Abin Yahika, Kamadiya. Until next week, I'll let you later, Brother Drew.
All right, Kamadiya.